Alright, good tovach. Last week we did Shin Vav, we learned Siv Beis. Just want to revisit something that I mentioned at the end of the shiur last week. I found this week some more raid. I figured I would share it with the Elam before we move on. Really tonight I want to really accomplish Siv Gimel. But there was a Ramah at the end of Siv Beis that talked about a banoi, a contractor, Shekibul Olav Lister HaKaisel. He's makabel to break a kaisel v'shiba avonim oy hizikam oy hizik. The real gear says hizik chayv l'shalim. If while he was dismantling the wall, he ended up doing too good of a job and he broke the stones, or the stones fell and crashed and whatever did damage somewhere else, hizik is chayv l'shalim. But if he was dismantling the wall over here and then memela the wall crumbled on the other side, or the adjacent wall crumbled down, then he's part of the Makmas HaMakah is Chayv. But if it was Makmas HaMakah, he'd be Chayv. So the kasha was, the kasha Yom Sheshlomer brings down, we discuss, is what's the case, Seisim Mitzadzeh V'Nofa Mitzadacher, that he was breaking it, dismantling the wall on this side, V'Nofa Mitzadacher, and the other side fell down. And Yom Sheshlomer says that it's talking about where it actually fell down because of you. Because of this banoi, it fell down. Because it lost the support of the structure of having all four walls, I guess, holding each other, you remove one wall, now the rest of the structure is vulnerable that it could start to collapse. So it actually happened because of the person, but nevertheless, he's potter, and the Yamshir Tlem explains the reason why he's potter, because that's what the Baal HaBayis asked him to do. I did exactly what the Baal HaBayis wanted, so you can't have tainus on me. He told me to remove the wall, I removed the wall. I don't have to start supporting the other walls. If he wanted it, he should ask me for the support. It's not my headache. If it's Makmas HaMakah, he gave a too hard of a clap, and then cause damage on the other side, then he'd be chayiv. But if he just removed this wall and he did a proper job here, the fact that it was open and the rest crumbled, that he'd be potter on. That's the Yamshir Shleimer.
Why is that not considered an improper job? Because a professional would know how to knock something out without everything collapsing.
It didn't collapse right away. It collapsed maybe a year later, or maybe a month later, maybe a day later. I don't know if he didn't tell, then it sounds like he's doing something wrong. But if he didn't do anything wrong, he just removed the wall like he was supposed to. And now, because it lost the structure, lost its support from this wall, and that's why it collapsed, I'm not going to be chayv. That's a Yamshir Shleimer. And we mudayik in the Yamshir Shleimer, that is, that vice says, if I would have done the Shiloi Bishos, if you asked me to do it, he took me because he asked me to do it, so I did what you want. But had you not asked me to do it and I would do it, then I would take a bichayv not only for the wall that I removed, but I would bichayv for the adjacent wall that collapsed later on as well. I'd bichayv. And we said it's a chuv smash dam like that as well. And Reish Tzadi Beis who says that. And we were bothered by that l'chayr, it should be only a grumma. Where's the garmi? It didn't happen miyad. L'chayr should only be a grumma. Why it should be chayv? That was our kasha. We had another problem in the Yamshir Shleimer that we discussed, that the Rishonim say the case in the real gist in the Ramah is Oy Hizik, that the stones end up doing damage somewhere else. So, and on that, the Mechavir L'Chari makes a chilek, whether you're going to be part or a chayv on that chilek as well, for a third party damage. So he said, Bishleim in the Yamshir Shleimer, where I'm talking about breaking your stone. So you told me to remove the wall, so you can't have a taina. I broke the adjacent wall. But now, if that second wall hits a third party's car, why am I not chayv on that third party's car? The Yom Shom is not answering that chelik b'chal. The Yom Shom's own teretz is, it's klapi the hezek done to the second wall is the Bailam's headache because they just asked me to remove the wall. They wanted me to support that second wall. They should have asked me for that. Very nice. So that patters me on the wall. But if I caused the whole problem, so l'chayv should be chayv if that second wall does damage on the third party's car, let's say. Sorry? No, I'm telling you, the reason why I'm putting the second wall is not because Be'etzim, the Yom Shom holds really, I should be chayv on the second wall. The only reason why I'm putting is because I did what the Baalim asked me to do. So if they wanted support, they should support it themselves. I mean, it's not that the second wall wasn't Machmas my Maisa. It was Machmas my Maisa. Just, I did exactly what the Baalim asked me to do. So how could they mon me for the money?
The architect,
with the Christ, okay. Guy, we're going to discuss Belina later on in the simon about architects. You follow Umin advice and some. Okay, well, maybe we'll get. Sorry? L'chayr means in the Yamshir Shleimer's world, the Yamshir Shleimer holds that this is Adam Amazek. And the only reason why I'm potter on the second wall is because that's what the Bailam asked me to do. But how does that potter me from the third party's car? And well, by the way, L'chayr should only be Grama. L'may says, Baruch Shem, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan Grado. is meramiz it over here, but the Mechaber brings this very same halacha to Ramah and Shimpei Dalid. Ramah brings it here, and the Mechaber brings it there. And over there in Shimpei Dalid, the Aruch HaShulchan explains, mamish this word, not like the Yam Shalom. He says, the reason why you're potter, because it's only a grama. I remove this wall, this fact that the next wall collapsed is only a grama. If I do it makma samaka, so it's a direct hit, the tremble of my maka caused the second wall to collapse, so then I'm going to be chayiv, it's other mamazek. But if I just remove the wall, a memela, it lost its support and came crumbling down the day later or whatever, sometime later. Zokter Aruch HaShulchan, Yepotikus, it's only a grama. Mamish, that's how he teaches up the Ramah, not like the Yam Shoshoim. And you knew that? You didn't know that?
The country where there's no firewall between the two houses. So yeah, I started to work on one side, the other next house next door had holes in this wall. But now perhaps in this wall, because there's nothing between the two walls, different house.
I should have known, you shouldn't have known, I don't know.
He did, it was because they booked it.
All right, anyway, because... So for sure you'd be on the third party of also Lechai should be Pata, because you only a grama. Lechai, that's what it should be, Lechai. Okay. Not all grammars are chayv in Yisrael, but maybe we could talk about it. Not every grammar is chayv. But that's what... So, Okashukantaka Mamish teaches up. The problem is, it's at the same time, I don't know what the Okashukun does with this, but there is a Chuvus HaRashba Mamish Raket. There's a Chuvus HaRashba, forget like me, I mean, I know the Okashukun, forget from me, that the Chuvus HaRashba in Chela Gimel in Kuf Samach Dalet, and God the Ramah brings it down in Tov Tez Zayin, the case was that there was a war between Reuven and Shimon, and the wall is already weak. And Shimon asked Reuven, do me a favor, let's remove this wall because I'm afraid this wall is going to come tumbling down on me. And Reuven ignored him. I think it was actually Reuven's wall, and Reuven ignored him. And then not only just he ignored him, but he started to punch holes in the wall to put beams, you know, a place that he could support beams. And after he made those holes, the day later, the wall crumbled down onto Shimon's roof, broke the roof, and then broke the caleb inside his house and did terrible damage. And now Shimon mourned Reuven to a din ta'ira. And the Rashba paskind that Shimon is right, that Reuven was a pesheah for making those holes, and it caused the wall to crumble. And even though it crumbled later on, Dr. Rashba, Reuven is chayiv, because this is kizayik chetz. It's mamish chitzav. It's like he shot an arrow, it takes time to get there, but that's mamish adam amazak. He made the holes on this weak wall. You know that when you make holes on a weak wall, it's a pesheah that it's very likely that you're going to cause the wall to tumble. And my male use mechayvim. So you see that this is not considered a groma. This is considered an other mamazah. Okay, so
the chay... stuff to the act up to a different wall.
Correct.
To the wall.
Yeah, but how did the wall crumble? What happened was, the case of Rash was, it's, let's say 10 feet up, I made holes in the wall to put a beam, and now whatever was above 10 feet, from 10 to 20 feet up, the wall came crumbling down because it lost its support on the 10-foot level because I removed some stones there. And the Rashba holds that that's considered other mamazik. So even though it's only, it's the same wall, but it's what? Why did it cause it to crumble? Not because of the hakah, it's because it lost its support.
That's
not makos hakah. Is the tremble. It's nothing to do with the tremble. He made a nice, neat cut out of stones. There was no tremble at all. He used the shamir, and it was mamish perfect. And it was it. But the problem was, is that it lost its support, and mamela, everything above 10 feet came crumbling down. So you say lechayra, if you have two walls next to each other supporting each other, you remove one. It's the same lundas. I just removed the support, and nevertheless, the Rashi
falls. That's not the support of that wall. That has to hold
it up. It is. It got it.
No, that's
it's not maybe the only support. Yeah, but here the four walls are the same house, right? And I asked you to remove one because that wall is weak, so you removed it. And then because of that, the second wall fell. But kids, it seems from the truth of Rashba that this is going to be chayvat adam mamazik. And Mamela, so it's not like the Aruch HaShulchan, so it is like the Yam Shishleim and the Marish Dam, but now we still have these problems, then I should now be chayv on third party damage. So we have a problem here. I got a saw, Baruch Hashem. Sorry? It does, because our gear says hizikam, but it's a tais. And if you look in the early Defusim of the Ramah, it says, oh, hizik. I know, it's going on the same halacha, right? Shava avonim hizik, oh, hizik. Now, how you say it's tzadak, avonim tzadak, and what happened? Look at the same thing. Shava avonim hizik. Look at
the wall also destroyed his
kalim. And the Rashi's case, God, it also destroyed the kalim, and he's chayiv for those kalim that it destroyed as well. All right, but Kitza, I saw Rabbeinu Yonason. Rabbeinu Yonason, when he brings on this halacha, when he's a millennial, he says the reason why you're potter here is because you're an oinus. A new tzvar, a third tzvar. Because you're an oinus. Because he shouldn't have entertained that by removing this wall, the other wall will collapse. He shouldn't have entertained that the third, that the second wall is relying on support of this wall. Mamele yapotek is oinus. If it's makmas and makah yichayv, don't explain why. I guess that's maybe a pshia, or that's more direct other mamazik. But here, which is, let's say, only alzgarmi maybe, and you're not an other mood, you know, you're not mamish a pshia, you're only an oinus, I don't know. So therefore, you're potter. He needs a beer, but I'm just... Yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling you what he says. He comes up with a whole new het. The het here is because oinus, like obvious case of oinus. He was oinus, shouldn't have known. A whole new case of oinus. It was makas amaka. What happened to your oinus? I don't know. So then it's direct adam mazak, adam mudloilam. We don't have a ptur oinus. But this was just only, let's say, garmi. So here we would have a ptur of oinus. And it needs a beer. But I'm just telling you, and the tashbat says the same thing. It says alt oinus. All right. I just felt that, you know, to be moist. Yeah, he was warned, so that makes him a pshia, let's say. And a konami, so that's the sift. That's what you have to do. Either get the owner to support it or tell them that you're not a chray for it. Lemaisa, I asked, just from the time, I go on to Sif Gimel, I asked last week that the halacha is if you chayf a bar next to someone's wall, and mele the wall collapses, that many rishonim hold you only a grama and your pata. So Shiloh, and that's where I was coming from. That I know that halacha is chayv bar. So then l'chayro, I thought that removing a wall should be the same thing. So now that we have a rash for l'chayro fakert, or a ramo actually in taft hazayin fakert. So now we have a stir stam shulchan aruch in hilchos niskei shkeinim. It says yipata, and over here it says yichayv l'chayro. I mean, like those rishonim. So we have a problem. Yes, I saw there's a tshuva imre yosha in chelik. Don't remember, but with simchav aleph. The Imre Yosha says, all right, the Imre Yosha says, a chilek, that over there by a chayfa bar, you weren't doing the chafira in Yenim's wall. You're doing it on your own property. Mashenkin over here, where you remove Yenim's wall, so you have to be more, or the case of Rashba, where you made holes, I guess, I'm not sure, Shutfas take a wall, I'm not sure, it needs a beer, but you did directly to that wall, at least the wall that crumbles later on, you did a direct chafir to that wall, so then you're more chayim. Majenking, we do it to the bar, and memela, the wall falls, that should be different. And what would be this case? Right, there's a wall next to another. So is it more dumb to a bar, or is it more dumb to the rash? I mean, that was the type of Israel you were dealing with before. All right, let's move on, Rabbi said. Siv Gimel, really strong to accomplish tonight, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is a major Yisraeli Stikasif, the many Rishonim and Pshatim. I'm going to try to, I guess, simplify to just give you two sheetahs, the Mecham and the Ramah, which is basically two sheetahs Rishonim, the main sheetahs Rishonim. It deals with, it's a bit troubling, Sif, to swallow, but it deals with the fact that the Umin messed up. You hired Umin to do something, and he messed up. He didn't do what you asked him to do. And the other shaila is, what happens? Let's just give a practical example. You ask, you hire a builder, cost plus, and yeah, Avi, hire a cost plus, and you gave him plans what to do. You want it to be a six-bedroom house, and exactly this bedroom has to be a double, you wanted your living room to be double-story, and whatever your plans come, and he comes and he builds you a beautiful house, cost plus, but it wasn't the house you asked for. He mixed up the plans. He mixed up the plans, or he did what you did, but he used shoddy material. Let's say he did the roof, and you wanted a certain roof, and he decided to do, I know, save you money. I don't know, you got shoddy material, and he did something cheaper. That's not what you wanted. And so you have a house. It's livable. It's maybe the other person, someone else would have built this house, but this wasn't your dream house. Your dream house is still going to remain a dream. What actually was built is something else. So now the shaila is, what's the halacha? How much do you owe this umin or not? Could you deduct from his salary? Or...
Because both ways.
Yeah, what? Yeah? That if he does better. Yeah, okay.
This is the second year
of the Sukkot today, when I build something for you. Oh, so that's the Shaila. This is Mamish Yatapa Anriel. If he does something different, Does it automatically kick into the sugya of yerid? Like just like a yerid in a sada she'en asui alita, I didn't ask him to do it, and he comes into my house. Let's say I have a piece of land on Ashley Avenue. I have a lot, and all of a sudden I come the next Shabbos and I see Avi built me a house on the lot. This is not the house that I asked for, right? So he has a din of a yerid, right? That might be a sui alita, but good, Metz Hashem, a sui alita, but. There's a whole sugya which we learned 2 years ago in Shinayin Hay of halachas that Hoget, if a tzor yiseir al shvach, he only gets the shvach. And the shvach yes al tzor, he'll only get hoitzor. He gets tzyod al tachtoini, he gets the smaller amount. He'll get the value of the house versus his schar, what he's supposed to be paid, he'll get the lower amount. So the shaili makleik is rishonim if that lum this is applicable in this case when the builder does something different, an umen does something different than what I asked him to do, is that the same halacha of yeru l'teik sadash chaveru without permission?
Isn't it better to a certain degree because over here you actually asked him to do something?
Yeah, so it's also worse to a certain degree because I asked him to do this, not that, right? Over there, he did. Maybe what he did is what I would have wanted to do if I would have known. But here I deliberately said X and he did Y.
Well, I have the custom to give the discretion to do
things. Okay, fine. That's not this case. So let's go through this here. If we're going to have to take it piece by piece, it's I'm going to try to make it simple. Just hold the question. We'll have to give a simple mashal as well, and we'll use those numbers throughout the whole sif. Let's just start the makama. Nosen tema latzava. You gave wool to a dyer, v'chdichasa yoyra, and he burnt the dye. Memele, he ruined your baguette. It's not as pretty as it's supposed to have been. Nathan like the maid tzimrei, and he has to pay you for the maid tzimrei because he damaged your tzemer. Now over there, he damaged your tzemer. There was no improvement at all. He burnt it. He ruined it. He's a pashra mazik. There was no shvach to begin with. It's a very simple halacha. Here comes the halacha we're talking about. Tzavei kir. I asked him to dye this red, and he taka dyed it red. But instead of using proper dye, Rashi says he used what was b'shuleh ha-gedera, the sediment that's on the bottom of the paint or the dye. So it's shvacha dye. It doesn't dye as well. It doesn't dye as pretty. It's not as nice. The final product, I thought I was going to wear this bright red shirt. Everyone should know who I am. And it's dull red. It's not the right thing that I asked him to. I asked him to dye it red, and he made it black. I asked him to do it black, and he dyed it red. I asked a carpenter to build me a beautiful chair. And he made a shracha chair. It's an ugly chair. It's not good. He didn't even make me a chair. He made me a bench. I asked him to make a chair, and instead he makes me a bench. I asked to put a shram shrak, and instead he builds me an aron. It's something else. That's not what I was looking for. I was looking for... Examples. Different examples. What's the halacha? So this is the shita samachaba. Zot the machaba. The halacha is like a regular din of yerid. Am I shvach? Yes, al itzah. If the shvach is more than the itzah, noisim ba'al akliyas itzah. I give him the itzah. Then my itzah, you say al shvach, noisim le'as a shvach bovad. It's a regular din, it's the same din like yerid shalei b'shos. He did something which I didn't ask for. Memele has a din of a yerid, his yad ala tachtoina. Let's give numbers. These are numbers, by the way, the Yishami and the Rishonim. So the Maisi, till now the material was raw color, looked like mamish off the sheep. But for the market, a dyed garment that's black is worth more than a raw garment, raw material, right? So it went up in value. It didn't serve your purpose. You wanted red. You had a color scheme for your chasna, it should be red, and this is black. You're not going to be able to use it for this chasna. Good, but the Maisi Geret, he elevated the value of the garment. He improved the garment, right? He was mashbich the garment, not the way you liked it, but he was mashbich the garment. And it very well could be that black is even more valuable than red, right? Just you wanted red. So it could be that it was in the shvach yes alatza. It came out more. Let's give it dollars and cents. Let's work with numbers. These are the numbers the Yishami and the Yishanim give. The tzemer was $5. The samamonim was $5. So now we're up to materials as $10. The price to pay a dyer to do this, he charges another $10. So now we're up to $20. And the final product should have been $25. So had all gone well, it would have been 25. I would have paid him his 10 that he had, that he needs for dyeing it. I have $10 worth of material here between the dye and the tzemah. So 10 plus 10 is 20. And I would have profited at the end of the day another $5. That it would have improved to 25. That's what should have gone. That's what should have happened. And it went wrong. This guy did the wrong color. He now did black instead of red. And now, like this, if, let's say, it went down and is his eitzah, let's just include his eitzah into the process. His eitzah, let's, for argument's sake, just start off, is 10, because that's the maisi yadayim that he has, is worth 10, because that's what he charges for his maisi yadayim. So between the materials of 10 and his eitzah of 10, l'chayah should be 20. So if the shvach is yes al eitzah, that is, that it's worth 21, so he'll still get his 10. He still deserves pay. Because l'maisa geret, he improved the garment. The garment was worth 10 to begin with the materials. But the tzemah plus the samamonim is 10. And his schar is 10. And now it's worth more than 20. It's worth 21. So the shvach is yes ala yitza. I have to give him his 10. And I'm end up with a garment worth 21 instead of 25. That's shvach yes ala yitza. If it's only worth 19... So, kumtois haitzah is yisera al hashvach. His haitzah, that is, the 10 plus 10 is 20, and it's only worth 19. So, kumtois haitzah is yisera shvach. So, I'm not going to give him his full 10. Why? He doesn't deserve his full 10. There's only shvach here 9. So, I'm not going to give him the full 10. So, what I do is I only pay him 9. He's going to lose out. And if it's only worth 15, I only give him 5. And if it's only worth 10, I give him 0. I started out with 10. I didn't need him. I started out with 10. So if he did such a bad job with his kier, and it only is worth 10 right now, I'm still only... That's it. So it's his loss. I only give him 10. It's yod ala tachtoina. Shvach is yes ala tzah. You give him his tzah. But if the tzah is yisera ala shvach, he doesn't deserve his tzah. You only give him shvach. That's the shitas hamachaba.
Now we... $4 that he lost to the camera cell that he's not chayfah.
Exactly. And that's a problem. Not a problem, but that's what comes out. It's troubling that it comes out that he lost $4 and the balabais has to eat it. Even though the woman was the one who botched up, the balabais eats it. Had he done what he was supposed to do, it would be worth 25. And because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, it's only worth 21. He still gets his 10. He mamishes his gaval. He's lucky. He walks off like a bandit, gets his 10. And I'm the one who's stuck with a garment worth 21, or 20 for that matter, instead of 25. I know, but he batched. If he would have done what I wanted to do, I could have made a profit.
Again, you told him. He didn't. And he says if he didn't do his job, finish.
So
You're not paying.
He messed me up.
He didn't mess you up.
He did. If it wouldn't have been for you, I would have gotten someone else who would have done the right job, and I could sell it now for 25.
You didn't get a rebbe.
So, he messed me up. Yeah. But he's the tzaddik. But he gets everything. That's a chutzpah. Sorry? His choice, namely his maisi yadayim, is
$10.
That's what he did. He charged me $10 for his work. Right? We made up. I'm going to give him 10. If he does it right, he gets 10. That was the course plus, right? So that was the plus. I'm giving him 10. So he got that 10. And he gets that 10. Because it's rak yasal atzos. His maisi yadayim, we're going to get to, but Daval, yes, well, with his maisi yadayim is included in the yitzah. Now, l'chayah, it's troubling that he gets off like a bandit, he gets full pay, and I'm the one stuck left with this garment, which is what I don't want. I don't want a black garment, I want a red garment. It doesn't have the value that I wanted, and he ends up very nice. And what makes it even more troubling is, we'll get to it, but at the end of the sif, it says, I can't even tell him, you know what, you messed me up, just keep the garment. And give me my $10 for my materials that I started off with. I can't even tell him that. I'm stuck with a garment that he didn't ask for, and I have to pay this guy like a tatala. He gets his 10, and I'm left with a...
So you have to pay the amount that it costs him to sell it? Let's say sell it on eBay. It costs money to post it on eBay.
Well, so you have to know what the value is. When we've established what the value of the garment is. The garment... tell me what it was when the Lechachila was 25, including eBay's price.
I was going to keep it.
Oh, you're going to keep it. All right, now you got to sell it off. And it costs you money to sell it. Okay, I hear the shayla. I don't know. I hear the shayla. That's the way what comes out. Now, truth be told, it's not exactly what I'm telling you. It's a bit less, and that is, When we say Haitzah includes a person's Maisi Adayim, Rashi, in a few places, Avodah Zarah, Rabbeinu Peretz says it in Bava Kamma, the Shach goes with it. When we call his Haitzah, we don't call his Haitzah his full price that he made up with me. The full price he made up with me is $10, is Beteris Kablonis, that includes his profit, we'll call it. But mitzad Maisi Adayim, it wasn't a full 10. And they're trying to give a mashal that his Maisi Adayim is only worth 5. For example, if he had to hire Mexican help to do the dyeing, he would only have paid 5 for that job. So why is he charging 10? Because he's a kabbalin. He's not charging for the hourly wage. He's charging because he's going to guarantee that it's going to work. He's being mashbiachet. So he gets a better pay. He's a umin. He's responsible, even though he's not so responsible. But yeah, he's responsible. He gets a better pay of a kabbalin of $10. So kumtois, when we talk about his eitzah is not 10. The price I made up with him for his service was 10. For his service, he deserves 10. But if you want to know his maisi adayim, his hourly wage, what the hourly rate should be for dying a material, that's only 5. That's the mashal of the Rishayim. So come to us, just add the mashal. That is $5 for the material, $5 for the dye, $5 to hire someone to do it, $5 for his plus, right? He has to make a profit. And then an extra $5 should have been the shrach, had it been all well. So that's what it adds up to 25. So it's 5 times 5. Those are 5 kolakim. Each one is 5. Good. Those are that's the Rishonim's mashal. Zok to Rishonim over here, when we talk about Shvach, yes, al Hatzah, we're not talking about the whole Hatzah of his 10. We're only talking about his 5. That means that if the item is worth 15, then he gets his 5 of Maisi Adayim. Because it's Shvach, which is just as much of his Hatzah. So he'll end up with his 5 for his Hatzah. But if the item is worth 16, he still only gets 5. Because his etzah is only for his ma'isi adayim. Shvach yes al etzah, and then I'll keep that extra one. So chach, I made something. I didn't make what I wanted to make, but chach, I'll get a dollar. If it's 17, I'll keep 2. If it's 18, I'll keep 3. 19, I'll keep 4. 20, I'll keep 5. Because his etzah is only the value of his ma'isi adayim, which is kepokach abeschirim, and he only gets kepoil. That's his 5. Oh, zok to shach. You can. That's when you got the hold copy from 10. From 10 to 10, I got to be reimbursed because that's my materials. From 10 to 15, he'll get it because that's for his etzah. That's his ma'isi adayim is etzah. From 15 to 20, I'll get because that was the shvach that was right to me to be had to begin with. Had he done the right job, I would have made $5 on this deal. So memela, I deserve to make $5. So I get from 15 to 20. What happens if it's worth 21? Let's say it's worth 25. Better yet, it went from red to black, and it's worth the 25 it was supposed to be worth. Who's the he?
The kablan.
So that's what the shach says. The shach is machadish that the kablan will get that 5, that second 5, that last 5, because to the extent he's doing closer and closer to what he was supposed to be doing. So 21, he'll get his from 10 to 15 plus that extra 1, so he'll get 6. From 22, he'll get 7. Because you got your 5 already. You needed 5 from this. The Balabais needed 5 from this deal. He got his 5. He got from 15 to 20, he got his 5. After that, it goes back to the Kablan. And then what happens if we're 26? The Balabais. So then now from 26 and up, goes back to the Balabais. The Bekitza. Whatever work the Pile did is considered his Eitzah. It's his Maisi Adayim. That's like Karen. Just like the Balabais has to be reimbursed for his Karen, for his material, and for his Dai, the Pile, the Uman, has to be reimbursed for his Karen. That is Maisi Adayim of 5. After that, that's profit. Oh, profit, the Balabais needs his profit first. So profit, the Balabais was to get $5 of profit, so his 5 comes first. If the Balabais is finished with his 5, then the Umin could start making profit, his cost plus. Then he could start making his plus, his 5, till it's 25. Everything above 25 goes back to Balabais, because the Balabais' item. So if you ask for red, and you got black, and it's worth 50, Balabais will keep everything from 25 to 50, Gavaldi. But Rabbi said, it's still not geshmat. I mean, that is, just play it out. Let's say it's taka worth 25. It's worth the same thing. Red and black, they're all worth it. The jerseys are the same, any color is the same. But my said, I needed red, I didn't need black, right? So at the end of the day, this Paul is going to get paid his full 10, like a tatala, and I'm stuck with a garment I don't want. What am I going to do with black? I have to now sell it. What am I going to do with it? It doesn't fit my color scheme, it doesn't work. I'm on the Giants and I need blue. This is not blue. It's not going to work. I need a different color. So I've got to get a new jersey. What am I going to do now? A Yared is two chalukim. First of all, Yared, I could tell him, toil, etzachavavanecha. And over here, the Makabe ends off, I can't say toil, which is a big chiddush. I'm stuck with it. And second of all, Yared lemaisa came down without me asking him anything, right? So you talk on what he did might work for me. Here, I deliberately said red, and he did blacks. So he did what I didn't want to do. And had I gotten someone who was responsible, who would have done what I wanted, I would have had what I needed. So he messed me up. He really messed me up. And even 21, let's say. So it was only worth 21. So I'm going to get my 5, good. And he got his 6, but I didn't get what, again, I got the wrong garment. And if I only have, it's only worth 16, he's going to get his 5, and now I'm only going to get 1. It's really not, I can't say it. My Baal Avatar Shakab says it's not fair. It doesn't really fit, so I'm going to tell Dachren Wurz much on this. But this Shita is a Shita Sarambam and Rashi. The Machab is paskening like Rambam and Rashi, and the Shach is just inserting into the Rambam and Rashi what we'll call it the spin of Rabbeinu Ochanan. If it's worth 8, then he's a mazik. Then he'll have to pay to do. He's a mazik. To the Baal Abayis. Right, Lachayr. Yeah, Shvach Yesod, so he'll only get his Zaytzah. But, so Lamaisa Geret, what comes out here, this Shita, we'll call it the Rama Mirashi Shita, it's the Machaba Shita, and I'm just inserting the Shach into it. That's how the Shach touches up the Machaba, which is really Rabbeinu Ochanan brought down in Taisin, the guy says Shri. Yeah, maybe you think it didn't look. Maybe the Rel thinks it does look like a grandmother. I know you have to go around. Okay. Oh, very good. So if the materials cost more, I didn't ask him to do that. I don't have to. You mean the owner? Correct. The owner. L'chayra, that's how it should have to come out. L'chayra. I couldn't talk about it on different. It's a Urim. All right. That's what comes out. This is, like I said, this is the Shitas of Rabbeinu Ochanan. I mean, it's Rambam and Rashi, but it's the spin of Rabbeinu Ochanan in Rambam and Rashi. All right, that's what comes out of this Shita. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah argues. The Ramah says it's not a din of a sado or like a yerid. What is the halakha? Zok the Ramah. The words in Makab is the words in Rambam. Everyone says that he means that it's like a din of a yerid. Okay, that's how they touch it up. That same formula. Yadol doctor, I know. Shvach yes, I'll tell you get a tzah. I'll tell you say alatrach, you get the shvach. Comes along.
Who?
That what? You get pockets?
Yeah.
Yeah, by every yard. Right. Every yard also gets a tzah, and he gets a tzah, not a umin rate, but a pockets of bepoyalim rate, an hourly rate. That's what you get, and that's considered a tzah. Yeah, that's the same. The shvach says, that's the same dinner yard. This is the same dinner yard. Okay. That's the first shita. We got this first sheet, and we can go on. Now let's try a second sheet. The second sheet is spin on this. Zok the Ramah. And the Ramah plugs the second sheet into the Makabo as if it's not even a machloikis. The Ramah is known to do this. The Shach says it. God, the Shach says this many, many times throughout Chesha Mishpat, that as long as you could tight the Makabo like the Ramah, means as long as the Ramah feels that you could stick into the Makaba, his Shita, he doesn't even bother to tell Yesh Omer. He just sticks it in as if you wouldn't even know the difference. It just works the way I want it to work, and it's fine. And it comes along the Ramah and says, Avadat Yadullah Tatoina, Avadat the formula is the Mashrach, yes, Allah, so you get a tzah, and so you say Allah, shrach, you get shrach. Oh, but how you reckon it? So the Ramah, Umasha, how you royalize Biach. What was Roy Lashbiak, that extra 5, had everything gone well, the Baal Abayis would have made 5, right? It would have went up from 20 to 25. He would have paid 20, 10 for the materials and 10 for the pile. And he would have ended up with a $25 beged. So he would have made 5. Mashahya Roy Lashbiak, Iluloy Shina, he bechlal ha keren, vechashvin and ashvak vatsah beloyze. What does he mean? He means like this. Since I deserve to make 5 on this deal, before you are going to see anything, you the Uman, before you're going to see anything, I got to recoup my keren. Now, you thought my keren was 10. You thought my keren was 10, it was 5, and the samanim was 5, so it was only worth 10. You're mistaken. My keren is 15. My keren includes my profit. I was supposed to make 5, that's keren. If the item is only worth 15, I tell you, have a nice day, and I keep the $15. Because I need to make 5 on this deal. I hired you to make 5. You can't mess me up. So my 5 starts earlier. And like the mechaba, my 5 starts only from 15 to 20. Whatever is above 15, because you, the pearl, have to chach make your ma'isi yadayim, because that's your quote-unquote keren. Zakter Amar, no. My 5, what's right to be made, that shvach, that's like keren, that's like mitzema. That's a given. The second I hire you, I got to see that back. I got to see my 15. Mamela, up to 15 is mine. Above 15, then we'll start talking. Then I'll start giving. If it's 16, I'll give you. 17, I'll give. So we talk about shvach, yes, what's hatzah? Hatzah is 15. I got to make the first 15. That's hatzah. That's keren. Now, we want to go above that? Fine. So if there's more, if there's shvach more, so if there's 16, you'll get 1. And to teach it better, the Rishonim say, Gishmak Ataych. They talk like this. The 5 I'm supposed to deserve, the 5 I'm supposed to profit, that's already keren. So that's 15. So what's hatzah? Hatzah means, it's a santa teich. Hatzah means your whole 10 that you were supposed to get, that's considered hatzah. The whole 10 that you were supposed to get out of the deal, that's hatzah. And shvach is anything above that. So teich it like this. 15 is now considered keren. So if it's worth 20, so there was only 5 shvach. That means it's $5 more than I need to cover for my keren. So it's only $5 a shvach. And your hatzah is 10, because you were supposed to make 10 on this. You don't get your 10, you only get 5. Because hatzah is sale a shvach, you only get your shvach. If it's worth 25, then it's equal, then you'll get your 10. If it's worth 30, then it's shvach yes al hatzah, because it's 15 shvach, because the first 15 is keren. From 15 to 30 is shvach. So the 15 is shvach, and it's worth, and your hatzah is only 10. So it's a shvach yes al hatzah, and then you'll get your 10. Bekitzah, they teach it slightly different. Hatzah now means not kepoil batu like kepoil like a schir yoim, but it means your full amount that I was masna with you, the katitza that I had with you. But in practical terms, in dollars and cents, it means that I have to be covered my 5 of shvach immediately before we even reckon with you. So I get from 10 to 15, and then from 15 on to 25 you'll get, and from 25 thereafter I'll get. Oh, that's the $1 million kasha. That's the nesivis. That's beautiful. It means like the shita, that the 5 is guaranteed. I got to make my 5. What would be if I can't even make my 5? It's not even worth 15. You messed me up so bad, it's only worth 12. You'd use kier, shvach adai. It's not even worth 15. Now do you have to pay me my 3 or not? That's the shaila. So now, just...
The carrying surprise is considered a mazik.
Right, correct. Maybe a mazik on that 3. Sorry? Oh, that's only Menisa Revik, is only Grama. So Shaila, but you see that the Ramad teaches this as if it's this Karen. So Shaila is, what will be? So,
Dako,
sorry, what?
If I don't want it to sell, I want it to take my coat. So,
you want it for Kozki?
Then
he's a Mazik. A Mazik on the materials. You want to get him even for the first 10. And what? He'll just keep the item. Okay, we have to see the end of the makaba. But so the shaila is like this. So zok to rishonim, and the rishonim bavon toises in the rush. So why is this different than the case of yirid? L'chayra than Rambam and Rashi hold it's yirid shalei b'shus. Why? Because what he was supposed to do, he didn't do. So that he did messed up. So now he did something else. He did something that I didn't unsolicited. That in his one, so it should be like a yirid shalei b'shus. Why is this worse? Zok to rush. His lashon is, "Kamash ha'yasid lashpiach chashav kilu kvar hishbiach." It's as if it's already here. The shvach, "V'umen shepasha v'shina chayiv l'shalom haloy akoyel." He was a pasha v'shina, memeli is chayiv to pay whatever I made up with him. That there was supposed to be shvach, it's as if the shvach already was here. By Yerushalayim Bishus, I never made up with him anything. We don't reckon that the shvach is already here. By here with this woman, I told him I want red. I want it to be worth 25. I want $5 worth of profit. That's what we made up. It's as if the shvach is already here, and if you change that, your pasheya, you're going to be chayiv to pay for any hezek or any hefzik that has because of your change.
When you make a halacha like that, it's like not even, not exactly.
So how do you understand it? Okay. So the Nesiva suggests the following pshat. Nesiva's mashal is a beautiful halacha. There's a halacha that if I hire a farmer to plow a field, in avid, and he doesn't do it, he's chayv to pay me for the minias harevach. He's chayv to pay me because I made up with him. He's going to do this, the field, and we're supposed to do the job. And then I come to him, it's already February, and I see that he did nothing here. And now it's too late to plow, because if I plow and I plant, it's not going to happen. I lost the season. Because I lost a whole year's worth of crops. The halach is, he has to pay me. Why does he have to pay me? Another case of the Gemara. Yayin b'zol shofet. I hired him to go buy wine cheap. And he didn't buy the wine cheap. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. And now it's too late. I lost the sale. There was a sale going on. I sent you to buy something on that sale so I could take and flip. And you didn't do it. The Gemara says, Yechayv. Yechayv to pay me for that minias harevach. Why you chayv to pay me? Zokta Nesiva, it's Arvis. I relied on you. I could have done it myself or got someone else to do it. I relied on you. You told me, you maftich me, you're going to do it. So it's like a sure, it's in the bag. I know that's going to happen. So I relied on you that you're going to plow my field. I relied on you, you're going to buy the wine. I relied on you, you're going to dye my baguette properly. I knew I was going to have it. And you messed up, so you chayv out Arvis on that revach that I could have made. And if you don't want to do it, you should tell me you don't want to do what I wanted. I would have hired someone else. I was relying on you. That arvis causes you a chiv to pay for kilo, like was mitzi mam and alpi. I gave it to you. I trusted you with this project, with this profit, and I shouldn't have trusted you. I should have given it to someone else. Because I relied on you, you chayv al arvis. Arvis may not need a kin l'marshal. If I tell you, go lend Reuven money, and you can trust me, I'll be an Arif. I'm Chayv al Tarvis, because you were Maitzi Mamun al Pi. Here too, I was Maitzi Mamun al Picha. I relied on you. I gave and trusted you with the material. I entrusted you with the field. I entrusted you with my money to buy the wine. I entrusted you. So I was Maitzi Mamun al Pi, so now you're Chayv al Tarvis. Okay, we'll discuss it. Maybe, let me just flesh it out. That's the Nesiva Tashita. Zok the Nesiva is, like this, it should come out, that if it's not even worth 15, if it's worth 12, you're going to be chayef. You'll have to pay me the extra 3. I relied on you. I need to have 15 here. I have to see 15. I have to make $5 of profit here. You mess me up, you're going to have to pay. I'll tell you, maybe I'll have it. You're going to have to pay me. So the Nesiva says you're allowed to pay him. And granted, the Lashon HaRosh is very geschmack like that. Because the Lashon HaRosh is V'umun Shaposha V'shina Chayv L'Shalim Lo Yakol. It's not just I deduct. He's Chayv L'Shalim. He has to actually pay me. Chayv L'Shalim Lo Yakol. He has to pay me for everything. So it sounds a shtickle like the Nesiva. The problem is, as the Ma'aseh says, no one says it. And everyone only brings it down out. You know, the cheshbon of being menake and the hatzah, you say al shvak, shvak is al hatzah. No one talks about what happens if it's worth less than 15. No one talks about that case.
It's just,
sorry?
If he does it for free,
but I rely on him, the same, Lukhari, the same thing? Yeah, Lukhari, the same thing. The Ulam HaMishpat argues with the Nesivis, and he says that it's not true, because that whole case of Ayva V'la'avid, the whole cup is a geshmak. Ayva V'la'avid is only if you messed up b'mezid. You were lazy, you didn't plow my field. Or you were lazy, you didn't buy me the wine. But over here, he said the person was amazed. He was a shaygik. He thought he was doing something like Tevis HaBailim. He thought he was helping the Bailim out. He thought black is a prettier color. It'll be better for the Bailim. Maybe he'll save on the tzah. Safsura, the Rishonim say, is more durable chair, just not as nice. So it might be a better chair for the person. Some builders I know, when they build a house, they decide to help you and they'll build an attic up and they'll build things. They do good things for you. So now he meant to be good, but let's say something that he did might have not been good. I don't want an attic up or whatever it is. Some builders are very nice. But he was doing it, and he quotes, really it's a Gemara. He quotes the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah that says that the person's considered a shaygig. Really it's a Gemara Bava Kamma. But Gemara Bava Kamma says it's considered a shaygig. So he says, by a shaygeg, how could you fault a guy? How could you be mechayv the guy out of if he's only a shaygeg? Remember Rabbi Isai, the halacha was before, but Umman Kodim B'Shvakli, the case was that he took Eitzim and he built it into a chair and then he broke the chair. So if you hold Umman Kodim B'Shvakli, he's only chayv for the Eitzim. yield. Anyone koinim for shvak kli, he's even chayev for the shvak, right? But let's just play this out. If you hold umen koinim for shvak kli, he only has to pay you for the eitzim. Frak to ulam mishpat, if the nesivus would be right, da'ame hachi that the shvak belongs to the umen and he wasn't mazik, the balabayis, the balakli's shvak. But he should be chayev as the arvis that the balabayis thought that he's going to have a cheer. He thought he's going to have shrach. He's giving wood, and he's going to have a cheer, and he's going to have shrach. And I was menei the bailam from that shrach. So be mechayev him. He should be chayev for the same way he's chayev here, like the nesivus. For masharei lashbiach, he should be chayev on every woman that does damage. The woman koinim b'shrach li, that's part. He should chayev design his part because the shrach is his. But he should be chayev for the roi lashbiach. On that chelak, elamai, you see that as long as the umen is trying to do his job, you can't get him al zedinim alayv of alayavit. That's the ulam ha-mishpitz taina. And the divrei chayim argues with the nesivis. God, the Achronim talk about that, yeah. Talk about these times. I couldn't talk about this case. It's not so pachuk. Not so pachuk because the person was never meeting mom and al pib. They shamish, but they talk about these cases. Why? I know, but I gave you wood and I thought I was going to have shrach here, right? And what about the case of the dye? The same thing with the dye, right? You want to buy, let's say you hold them in. Well, by dai, got the achrayim talk about. But there is a case that if the dai belonged to the umen, he would have a dinner umen koinim b'shrach kli even when he dies the item, right? And he died the wrong dai. He used his dai, right? He used his own sakir some among him. He used his own dai and he died the wrong dai. But zilchay should have the dinner umen koinim b'shrach kli. And it comes along the Ramah, like the Nesivus' Ramah says that he's chayv masharoy la'ishbiach as if it's keren because of the dinner of arvis. L'chayra, if you have arvis here, you should have arvis there. As I fact. The Divrei Chaim argues for a different reason. The Chaim says, if you look in the Sugya of Yayin Zal Shofet, you see that Rav Rishayim say that the only reason why you chayev is you had a tnai beferish. We made up that if you don't, you're not going to have to pay me. If you don't buy the wine, you're going to have to pay me. If you don't plow my field, you're going to have to pay me. But minastam, we don't kick in an arvis. Here, I never made up with the umin lahedya that if you don't do the kol I want you to do, you're going to be chayev. You never entertained that's what's going to happen. So how could you have a din arvis? As a fact, Mimele, they argue with the Nesivus' Pshat. Granted, there's a Maram, what is it? I think Kazis it's called. It's a Kadwin. He granted in Bava Kama, says Lehedya, not like the Nesivus, says Lehedya, if it's worth 14, let's say, he will not be Chayev Alt Mazik. You only could deduct it out of his what he deserved to be paid. But you're not going to be Mechayev Alt Mazik. Even in the Shita, you will not be Chayev Alt Mazik for Masharoy Lashbiak that didn't pan out. You won't get that. Not like the Nesivus. Nesivus tries to much and tries to say he backs off and he says maybe Taki won't be Chayev Alt Mazik on that Chelik. Only, like sort of he's vacillates. He's at the end of the day, the Nesivus is suffic on this. All right. Taisis is Mechalik a different, or maybe this is what the Rosh meant. Taisis says, what's the Chelik between why over here is Chayev on the Shvach, Mashorei, Lashbiach, and not by a regular case of Yerid? Taisis says two reasons. One is, it's Ki'ilu Kein Hisne Imoi, which maybe is like a Luang the Rush type of Svar, the Nesivus type of Svar, that it's as if we made this Tanai, it's a built-in, it's understood that I'm relying on you, and we should have the Tanai, maybe not as vite as the Nesivus took it, that you be Chayev Alt Mazik Masharei Lashbiach, but at least I have to be covered my Shvach before you get it, your Haitzais. That's one Pshat that Taisis. And the other Pshat that Taisis says that it's a Knas. The Knas who Mishum Deshina Mimash Atzivaloi, so Chazal created such a Knas. And Mimela, that's why I have to be reimbursed. I have to have my guaranteed revach before the poel gets anything.
You don't collect it out of bubble?
Sorry?
You don't collect it in bubble,
or that's nothing to do with it? Oh, I don't know. That type of Knas, I don't know. Azaikum Tois. And when you talk about what happens if the poel had his own Hitzayis, so there, the Tzman, the Ksei Sei Lahedya, that in this sheet of the Ramah, I need to make my five even before he gets back, not only his Maizadan, even before he gets back his own die. Like he used a different die and he wants to, he doesn't get anything. I have to make my profit before I give him even for his Eitzais. Because my profit is considered already Karen. That's what he wants. All right. Good. We got to show. Now we have two shitas. This shita is the shita of Taisis, the shita of Rosh. We have two shitas. The first shita holds that as a regular dinner yoyrid, and yadal ha'taktayna. The second sheet is that my shvach, I deserve to get reimbursed first. I need to have my shvach, and above that, then he'll get his zaytzais. Well, that's the chiluk between this and yared. It's of course a knas or kilu kain hisni imo. So it's worse than yared. It's mochamed than yared. I made up with him, so memela, I have to be guaranteed my shrak before he gets a tzais. Frek tzais on his elf. How could this prat work? Bishlam, in the case we change colors from red to black, it's possible black is worth more than red, and it's possible red's worth more than black. So shaykh have a case with the shvach is yes alay tzah. Shvach is atzah in tzaisis means that it's worth at least 25, or it's more than 25. His tzaisah is what he deserves to get paid, his 10. And my shvach is my, and my shvach of 5 is already considered karen, so it means I need 25. So shvach is atzah means it's from 15 to 25, it's worth more than, it's worth 26, so it's worth 11 more than the base, than the karen, which is more than his tzaisah, which is only 10. Because the shvach is atzah means it has to be worth more than what I contracted him out to do to begin with. So Bishlam, you change colors from red to black, it's shayka, maybe that color is worth more. But when you use kior, a shvach adai, how is it shayek that a shvach adai item is worth more than a good dyed item? It doesn't work. Doesn't Tai says Bishlam, but a case of kisei ra, I could tell you that he created a not nice chair, but it was more durable. So he says, out of that, you could say that it's worth more, it has a, more value because it's going to last longer. But when he used the dye, the sediment on the bottom, he used worse dye, how is it chai by that case of kia that the shvach is yes alo tzah? That's a effect Taisis. Mamela Taisis doesn't like the pshat. He's sort of stuck there that doesn't work, the pshat. And here comes the Rosh, and says the Pshat, and the Tur, and the Ramah, and they all say the Pshat, and they're going on the case of Kier as well. This halakha, he just plugs into the Mechabit, this halakha. So the million-dollar kasha is, how does this work? How is it shaykh to have the Ramah's halakha? How is it shaykh to have this formula of Shvach Yes Alaytzah in a case we dyed it with Shvach Adai, with Kier? The case is, Zakta Mechaba, case of Kiyah, which is the case of the Gemara, right? Yeah, yeah, on that, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. So how is it Shaya?
Price went up.
Ooh, Gavaldik. So, and for the Sma, Geshmak, Zakta Sma, the Teretz is that Bintayim, the price went up. You know how it's worth, really, a good item, a good dyed item is 25, and a bad dyed item, let's say, is worth only 20. But the price of dyed items, jerseys, went up. So now it's worth 26. So you can have a case that even if you use shvach adai, but it's shvach yes alatzah because it's worth 26. What I contracted you to do would only have been 25.
Now, the mitzvah is, if I would have done the right thing if I'd run up, it would have been 30. But that's already enough because the price went up. I say sign it to Sma. The spirits went down, then the whole item went down. But he didn't, you do it that much. Uh-oh, there you go, that's the Nesivah test. One second, jumping, we have to go out, give him a count to the two turn. So the first test is the Sma. Jumps the Shach and the Sma and says that can't be. Because what type of story is that? You made Shach because it went up. If you would have done the right thing, it would have gone up even more. So you can't find out that that Shach has all I saw. He argued with the Sma. It's correct. Well, it wasn't. That's the Makoitis. That's the Makoitis. Tonight says you go past the Tanai. I just have to cover your Tanai. Your Tanai is you knew that you were going to make $5 on it, get a kilo isno, or Knas Chachamim. You'll get your $5. The fact that it went up, I have to be paid. Dr. Shah, that's not fair. If you would have done the right thing, it went up even more. So you can't handle like that. The Maitik Red is the Taisa Shant and the Sheikh of the Kabbat, the Mamish does the same thing. When on Taisa's cash, when he has it, says the Smaz, before the Smaz says that the price went up. And then at the end he says, me, it's very money that we should go bust to the Tanai. Who cares if the Tanai was only worth $5? The Maitik, what he means, before he says, is the Shach Kasha. Had you done the right thing, it would have been even worth more. So Manela, before he falls away from that Terrace. I just want to be mindful that even in the Smaz, that he holds that when the price goes up, it's considered shvach yesal atzah, the toll has to be paid. I would venture to say that that only if the Shvat goes up before he actually did the dying. From the time I made the Tanai until he died it went up, so when he was dying it, he was Majumiyakad in a way that the Shvat, the Yesal I saw. The Lashon of the Shant is that it went up after the Tanai. He was like, right after the Tanai it went up. But at the time that he was dying it, it didn't go up yet, and it was not Shvat Yesal, so it was the first sale of Shvat. And then he went up later on. Why should he deserve the Shvat that's done for my item? He doesn't own my item. It's my jersey that went up in price. It's my yukra. What does that yukra have to do with him? This one, when he died, if he's much vehicle like that, he could hear it. But if when he died, it wasn't worth that. It was worth less. It was a say sale of Shvat. And later on, there was yukra. But sorry, that he shouldn't deserve to get paid. The ma'aseh is a ma'asham. The story is not like me. There's a lekutei pirkei ma'asham above a tama. He makes the cheshbon and he wants to say with him, like a smash out, and you see clearly that he learned in the smash that even if it goes up after the person already died, it that also counts as if it's shrag as also. And I don't understand, but that's the ma'aseh from the side. That's my sham. Good, but then that's one teret. The second teret is in the sefer, which you will come into. The sefer says, yeah. He was used to die kier, but kier die is worth less. Worth less. So our cheshbon was, it was worth 5 for the tema, 5 for the die, and it was also worth, and 10 for his labor, and it was supposed to be worth 25. So instead of used shvacha die, let's say the die is only worth 2, and now instead of being worth 22, it's worth 23. Had he used a $5 die, it would have been worth 25. And he used a $2 die and it was worth 23. For a $5 die worth 25, there's only profit of 5. For a $2 die, now it should be worth 17, right? If you take the material of 5 and the $2 for the die and 10 for his labor, the total 17, and now it's worth 23. So it's $6 of profit. So you can have a case of Shvach Yesalei Tzah when by using the cheaper dye, but it has more shvat, even though it's not as valuable as a $25 item, it's only 23, but there's more shvat vis-a-vis by using the cheaper dye than using the more expensive dye. And maybe you have the case a shvat kesar, and that's why the Rosh, the Ramah, the Torah, were able to bring down the talaka and plug this talaka into the makaba. All right, everybody, say, this is the structure. We have to do the end of the Makaba. We'll save it for next week. But there's a Makaba, as we train him, the Makaba passes like the Rambam and Rashi, and the Ramah passes like Taisus and the Rosh, or Taisus might have fall back, but like the Rosh Hashita. How we pass him, the Shah goes with the Makaba, and then the Tzivis goes with the Ramah. At the end of the day, you anyway have a makloik, is how we pass him. So that's, we did makloik for an after. That's it's not just a jack, the yam tushoyimo, and the goin is nicer like the makabo, but the nesiv is called with Ramah. So at the end of the day, look, I mean, they take the benafka, it's going to be a sacred dedina. So Kaya mukhtik shawin, whatever is mukhtik, the time of kindling. And the Kaya, the balabayat usually is the what? Oh, you mean because he has the item. The woman will win. He won't have to give that item until you give him his at least kisir yoim of the $5 before he can get to your shot. All right, Rabbi Isai. Hakot Shavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.